This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Just after 4:15, you're listening to Joy 94.9, broadcasting live from Yarra Glen for the 2015 Pride Cup. Three-quarter time here at the game between Yarra Glen and Warburton. Yarra Glen trailing by 3 points, 9-9-63 to Warburton, 9-12-66. Now, during halftime, it was great to see a lot of the young kids out there playing Auskick, also kids under 12 girls playing football out in the main oval. Now, Dougal, you've tracked down someone who was playing.
I've tracked down young Estelle, who was playing in the girls' footy on halftime. She's just chatting with her coach, so perhaps throw back to us in about 5-6 minutes and I'll have the young Estelle with me.
Great, we'll do that. We'll also, we're joined up in our commentary position by Liam from Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. Welcome to Joy's coverage of the Pride Cup.
Hi Liam, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello.
Well, Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria is a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex health and wellbeing policy and resource unit. Now, GLHV is funded by the Victorian Government and sits within the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society, La Trobe University. GLHV is committed to improving the health and wellbeing of LGBTI Victorians and the quality of care they receive. Give us a little bit of a background on that, Liam.
All right. I think I wrote that blurb, yeah. Actually. GLHV was established in 2003 by the Victorian Government, and we do a whole lot of work aimed at really improving healthcare services for LGBTI Victorians. We run Safe Schools Coalition Victoria, which is a program into schools. We do training into the aged care sector, LGBTI issues for aged care services. We trained all of Headspace staff on mental health issues last year. We also developed resources, including the poster for the Pride Cup.
I've seen that poster. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, and it's part of a series we did about 3 or 4 years ago with the AFL, using actually club colours. So it's an extension of that. And we do a whole lot of policy work, and we do a lot of advice around community health, education and legal issues. So we're a fairly busy little group of people.
Where do you get your funding from, Liam?
The bulk of our... It's an interesting question. The bulk of our funding comes from the Victorian Government, but we also bring in a lot of money through grants for research and projects. And we get a little bit of money for Safe Schools now as part of a national program as well from the Commonwealth. So we have a range of funding sources.
As far as education goes, have you got a particular age group that you target, or how do you approach public in providing education?
Well, Safe Schools Coalition is a program into schools, which has just gone national and is being rolled out in all states and territories, but was developed by GLHV within our program. So that's worked directly into schools. But education more broadly, we do a whole lot of training. We have a series of training modules. We've tailored them for particular services. So if you run a mental health service and you want to know what's particular for LGBTI people, we can come in and do a 3 or a 5 hour module. And we also run a course called the How To course, which is a 6-month course, and it teaches services how to make all of their service LGBTI inclusive. So the training I talked about before is PD. We go in and train people in an agency for 5 hours. The how-to is quite different. It takes people through what they have to do to transform their agency. And we've linked that to something called the Rainbow Tick that we've also developed.
Now, as an organisation, what major goals do you hope to achieve?
Oh!
Looking at the big picture.
Oh, look, it... We want to affect cultural change, really, at one level, although that's not our brief. According to the government, we're there to improve services and make mainstream services aware of LGBTI people and their particular needs. At another level, we think a lot of our programs, including working with something like the Pride Cup, is really just changing cultural attitudes much more broadly, and the effects of that are much harder to measure. But the more you actually change people's attitudes to LGBTI people, the sorts of issues we look at, like mental health and physical health, those issues start to decrease for our community, the more that we can be out and open and be ourselves. So we think that an organisation like GLHV has a very particular mission in health, but we're part of a much broader group that are really changing public attitudes to LGBTI people much more broadly.
And you're here today at the Pride Cup. How are you enjoying the game?
Honestly, I haven't looked at the game. Can I say that publicly? I know. Oh, look, somebody's pissed off at me. I used to play football. I was quite sporty up until 12.
Yeah.
And exactly as people have said, I stopped playing team sports when I knew I was gay at 13. I completely withdrew. I became a serious tennis player. I played all the sports that you didn't have to be part of a team.
I'm a serious tennis player as well. I should give you a game, Liam, sometime.
Yes, so it's interesting when I see events like this, I'm just reminded of how important the Pride Cup is, because I think when I was growing up, if you were interested in sport, all you could do was go for individual sports. Team sports just put us all off. So
now for GLHV, for people to find out some more information, Liam, are you guys online and have social media?
We do, but we can go to our website, which is www.glhv.org.au, and you'll see a range of the resources, the range of programs we do. And we really are. We have a clearinghouse that's one of the best in the world for LGBTI health and wellbeing issues. So, yeah, a lot of stuff.
Well, Liam, thank you so much for your time and giving our listeners an insight into Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. Emily, back to you.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thank you, Liam, from Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. It is true that locker rooms haven't always been the most welcoming place for people who identify under the rainbow, but hopefully today is part of changing all of that. Three-quarter time just ended, into the fourth quarter of this match between Yarra Glen and Warburton. Just 3 points in it. During the three-quarter time break, again, a lot of little kids out on the ground. In fact, one little boy who kicked the ball so hard, he literally flipped himself backwards. Dougal, a lot of people were playing Auskick, and also under 12 girls were playing during the halftime break, and you've tracked down one of them.
I've tracked down one 12-year-old, Estelle. Now, Estelle, you play for the Yarra Glen Jets. They're in their first season in the competition.
Yes.
How long have you been playing footy before the Yarra Glen Jets? Were you playing in another team?
For Yarra Glen Boys.
For the boys, and now you got your own girls team. Is it very different?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
And it's 8 to 13 years old?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what do you hope to do with your footy career? Do you hope to go on and maybe play in the Australian Women's Footy League?
If that happens, yes.
If it happens, fantastic. Well, what do you enjoy most about the game?
I don't know, stuff.
Tackling, marking, handballing.
Yeah, all that.
Fantastic, Emily. That's the young Estelle. She's 12 years old. She's playing with the Yarra Glen Jets in their first season in the competition for 8 to 13-year-old girls.
And isn't it great that football is pretty much all the same for boys, girls, whether you're playing it and whether you identify under the rainbow or not. A lot of cheering about 30 seconds ago, David. Yarra Glen
hit the front.
Major score.
Huge draw.
Yeah, hit the front. 3 points up now, although we've got it steep. Warby just kicked a point, so it's steep in their forward line. Just got one of our players, Rich Gurney, who's probably been our best player. Looks like he's hurt his arm there, so that's no good. But, kicking the ball in. This is where we've been turning the ball over a bit, but we keep the ball locked up in the middle of the ground. So,
still lots of sunshine here at Yarra Glen, and still very full here at the Recreation Reserve. People enjoying a great day's worth of activities with the home team in front by 2 points.
Yes, we've just hit the front for the first time in the day, and here we go forward with Sammy Turner, one of our key forwards. And it's just going to be a ball up again at centre half forward. So it's been very competitive.
Yeah. So 2 points in it. Yarra Glen 10-9-69, now leading Warburton 9-13-67. Yarra Glen kicking a bit straighter.
Yes, although a lot of those Warby points have been rushed through, so. We've got the contest on the wing here. This is Dylan Gordon from Orley, who's been probably there, one of the better players. There is some great tackling happening out there.
Well, it's a great game. It's a wonderful place to watch football here at the Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve. Gum trees surrounding a recently refurbished ground. We've got the mountain ranges in the background. The sun is still out. The shadows starting to creep across the ground. You're listening to Joy 94.9's live coverage of the 2015 Pride Cup.
Hi there, it's Astor O'Connor, captain of the Western Bulldogs women's team. You're listening to live coverage of the Yarra Glen Pride Day.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Matt Spanger from the Hawthorn Footy Club. AFL players are once again throwing their support behind the Idaho campaign in 2015. Homophobia has no place in society and definitely has no place in our game.
Joy 94.9, we are broadcasting live from the Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve Pride Cup 2015 on this International Day against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia in sport. Attempt to make Australian sport a place where everyone can participate, regardless of how you identify in terms of your sexuality and gender. It's the crowd here is getting more and more boisterous, and it's not just because people have had one or two extras by now, but Yarra Glen 11-11-77, now 10 points up, leading Warburton 9-13-67. So the home crowd getting pretty excited, and David, the fist pumping is getting
there's been a little bit that last
more and
goal.
More dynamic.
Yes, take us back through that last goal, David.
Well,
Jason,
the last goal Jason kicked out, it was an easy one in the goal square, but he had to be there. But Yarra Glen have just missed a couple of shots at goal, so we could be further ahead. So hopefully that hasn't it's not going to hurt us. But the guys look like they're really fired up. So there's Jimmy Marks handballing to Ozzie Smith, who drives it in with a little bit of a floater in the forward line. And this is another contest where Brendan James gets wrapped up by the Warburton defender there. So we're just on our attacking side of the centre for Yarra Glen on the grandstand side here. Starting to get a few shadows coming across the ground, but they're in the sunshine where they are. And Jimmy Bourne, the ruckman, gets it down to Kyle Hudson, who's wrapped up by Brendan Murphy from Warburton. And we're going to have another ball up here. Once again, still on Yarra Glen's side of the centre. Well, what's Benny Ashton's knocked the ball out. Jason Ball's got it. Ooh, he's done. Crowd call for a free kick that hasn't been paid. But the Yarra Glen boys putting a lot of pressure on Warby at the moment, so hopefully they can get a goal out of this, because they've had all the play, but they haven't been able to convert. Good handball out to Cameron Tate, who drives it forward. Benny Ashton makes a contest where there was none. Jason grabbed the ball there, handballed out. Adam Moat, not quite there. Kyle Hudson now has the ball for Yarra Glen on the wing, and unfortunately he's kicked it out of bounds. That was a right footer from Kyle. He's a left footer, and missed the target by a good 10 metres. So Warby got the ball in the halfback flank, kicking in. And there's a big ruckman, can't get to it. And Daniel Hurley roving the pack well off to Benny Ashton, who's looking forward. And there's Quirky, Adam Quirk, on his own at centre-half forward, just inside the rainbow arc there. Dead in front. And I might get a bit excited here, because he's a very good kick for goal. He very rarely misses.
He's directly in front.
Nervous situation
well,
here.
Well, he's got onto that one.
He's got it. The umpire's gone under it, and that's a point.
He just
pulled it to the left. So Yarra Glen have had the last four shots at goal that have all been points. So that's unfortunate, because they only lead by the 10 or 11 points at the moment. So they need to get these goals while you've got the play. You've got to convert. It's a game of momentum football. When you've got it, you've got to capitalise on it. So here we go again with Sammy Turner.
Momentum now.
Kyle Hudson, who's a left footer. He's normally a... Goal umpire's
been gone down as well.
Cleaned up by a Warby player. And the Warby player's come off second best. He's down and out.
Umpire's up, but the player's down.
Yeah, I think he might have hurt a knee or an ankle or something, but that's another easy goal that Yarra Glen could have got. Kyle Hudson missed that, running in virtually under no pressure from 30 out.
Yeah, and someone's gone around to see that player to check out, because still on the ground and rolling around, looking in quite a lot of pain out there.
Yeah, I think he's hurt an ankle or a knee or something.
A couple of trainers going out to him now.
It's one of those horrible things where you just worry that someone's twisted a knee. But we're going right down to Warburton's forward line. Jim Bourne, the ruckman, doing well. And Yarra Glen look like clearing it here. Ozzie Smith, the young blokes, kick the ball out to the wing. Sammy Turner's... the umpire's paid a high tackle there. A little bit lucky Warburton there. I think that was marginal, but the umpire's on the other side of the play to us, so we didn't see it from this side. But this is Dylan Gordon, who's been one of Warby's best, kicking the ball into the forward pocket and over the boundary line and out of bounds on the full, which is a bit unfortunate, because there was a Warby player there. He just missed his target.
So it'll be a Yarra Glen free kick. Now, Dougal, you've got the Yarra Glen coach Dougal, are you there with the Yarragulan coach?
I am, Emily, and he's just walked back again. I'll see if I can ask him a quick question. Dean, you're 12 points up. Can you win it from here?
We can. We've just got to keep running and running and running. We need to kick another 3 goals to win.
You missed a couple of opportunities about 5 minutes ago. What's the key from here?
Work rate, mate. Simple work rate. We just have to keep running, running and running. We've got to grit our teeth. We're just going to keep tackling. We're just going to attack the ball. We're going to move the ball quick, mate. So it's work rate.
The man of the moment, Jason Ball, you switched him to centre-half forward. Has that inspired a come-from-behind win?
Oh, look, we haven't won yet, mate. There's a lot of footy to go, but Jason's been he's had a fantastic game so far. I just hope he can play another good 20 minutes of footy. And if he does, we're a good chance of winning.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries, mate. Cheers.
It's Dean DeMonk there, Emily, and confident of a Yarragulan victory.
Stretcher on the ground.
Thank you very much, Dougal. Yes, Jason Ball making an obvious impact on the game since being switched to centre-half forward at the half-time break. In fact, the whole Yarragulan team seems to have picked up its work rate, trailing at half-time, I think, by about 19 points at half-time from memory. And yes. Now some...
Great turnaround.
12 points in front. 12
points. So two straight kicks, as they say. A lot of smiles.
Yes, although we've got a delay in play here. That Wolverton player is actually being taken off on a stretcher. So that's really unfortunate. It's not every day a player and a goal umpire collide and the player comes off on a stretcher.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not too serious an injury, but if he's been stretchered off, it's obviously something you can't walk on. I'm not sure who the player is. I think it might have been Will Shepherd, but I'm not entirely sure. So we've got a bit of a lull in play. This is going to give teams a chance to reorganise their thoughts and have a bit of a breather, which is probably not what Yarragulan wanted because we had all the momentum. And
it looks like we are going to have a ball up. Smack bang on the Rainbow 50-metre line.
Yeah, play's now starting. The Warbit player's been taken into the rooms on the stretcher. So, unfortunately, Warden have got the clearance from that and they've headed out to the wing where they've taken a mark with Terry Walker's passing the ball in. We've got guys running forward. We need a big spoil here. Dylan Gordon's a good player for Warby. Just got scored. And that's Liam Barnard handballing too. Oh, that's a great left foot snap from... I think that was number two for...
A great kick from around the body.
Yeah, it was... not sure who that is.
So Warburton...
We had a Warby horn to it. Yeah, that's no good.
Warburton pulls one back. You're listening to Joy 94.9. We're live at the 2015 Pride Cup at Yarragulan. We're broadcasting live from the 2015 Pride Cup at Yarragulan. If you're a listener to Joy 94.9 and wondering where David Hunt, Brendan Bale and Sunday Arts Magazine are, they'll be back next weekend. We're broadcasting up here from this match because it is the International Day against homophobia, biphobia and transphobia in sport. It's been a wonderful day out here in the final quarter of the senior football match. Brian, earlier on netball.
Yes, the netball Yarragulan fell short by a goal. Warburton came back and overpowered him in the last half and won by one goal. But yeah, great effort from the girls from Yarragulan.
And a very excited crowd here. It's just before we went to Kylie, I think Warburton pulled one goal back. Since then, Yarragulan has another major score and is now again 12 points ahead, leading 12-13-85. This is Warburton 10-13-73. And a great crowd is staying here all the way through the end of the match. And it's been lovely to sit up here and look into the crowd. And there are boys kissing boys, and there are girls kissing girls, and there are boys being boys, and girls being girls, and girls being boys. It's a wonderful example of inclusion and diversity in sport.
We have had it all here this afternoon. We have had an injury just prior, and the vocal crowd is getting behind their home team, Yarragulan, in front by 2 goals. 12-13-85 to 10-13-73.
David, you'd expect the team to bring it home from here?
Oh, look, I'd hope so. We're just moving forward again now, but we had a lot of play, put a lot of effort into the early part of the quarter, and we didn't quite convert, so hopefully they've still got enough energy to keep it going. But we're 20 minutes in, so we've got somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes to go. It's a bit hard to tell with the time we lost, but unfortunately there's a good bit of acting by Ford, and there's been given the free kick. It's one of those where the guy throws his head back and the umpire thinks he's been tackled, but anyway, he's got the ball. He's right on 40. This is Terry Walker, who's an old stalwart for Morley.
Well, he's got on the end of that one.
It's not going to be a goal. It's a Warburton mark, good mark in the goal square. That was a bad bit of defence there from Yarra Glen. There was an attempt to mark. It should have been a spoil. So,
is he going to banana this one?
Adjit.
No.
Kicking for goal. And the points. What's going on here?
Maybe a bit of confusion there. As the... as they work out what's happening on the ground, the shadows drifting further and further across the Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve. We have AFL footy and netball being played out here at this 2015 Pride Cup. Of course, there are lots of sports and lots of football codes where we'd like to see equal opportunity for all people to play and support, regardless of how you identify under the rainbow. And Fiona, you're with Sean Towers.
Yeah. Hi, we're on Joy 94.9. I'm with Sean. He's an out and proud rugby player. What club are you? Sorry.
AFL.
You're AFL. What, you're AFL, sorry, excuse my ignorance. Now, what club do you play for?
I play for Penleigh Essendon Grammar School in the Victorian Amateurs.
Fantastic. And look, recently we've been talking about this today. There's been a report that's come out called Out in the Fields, where a lot of research was done into homophobia in sport. There was about 10,000 people that were surveyed. And one of the things they talked about was that a lot of gay people in sport have experienced either verbal bullying or even physical abuse in the sport.
Absolutely.
Is that something you've experienced yourself?
Not necessarily myself, directed specifically at me. A lot of the issues from my mental health issues surround around what I call homophobia, that it wasn't intentionally directed at me. So casual homophobic language like, you know, that's okay, or poor for things like that, really hurt me, because I thought the person saying that, even though they weren't directing at me, I thought, if you don't respect gay people, there's no way I can come out to you as a gay person, that sort of thing. So it really kept me in the closet for a lot longer than it would have normally.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you started to see attitudes changing over the last little while in the sport?
Yeah, definitely. And the study you mentioned, my partner Mike and I were lucky enough to be interviewed as part of Radio ABC's documentary into that field, and it didn't surprise me, the results, because having lived it and breathed it for quite a while, I knew that sort of inherent culture was still there. But, you know, I think we are coming a long way as a society, but having said that, we still have a long way to go. And days like today are a fantastic initiative, and they're great for the imagery, they're great to have as a beacon. The ultimate end game is to not need them, but until we get to that, you know, that equal playing field, I think we definitely need days like today. It's fantastic.
Yeah, look, it's certainly been a great day, and the energy here has been so positive.
It is.
Great, just the discussions that have come out from it. And have you been involved in any education programs yourself, in educating other players or educating people in schools or
anything
like
so
that?
I'm an ambassador for Beyond Blue as well, so I'm part of their speakers program. I go around and talk to different schools or organizations and just spread the message that Beyond Blue promotes, which is, you know, reducing the stigma associated with mental health illnesses and reducing discrimination. I focus a lot of my talks around LGBTIQ because that's where my passion is. It's obviously very close to my heart, and that's where my experiences are. And what really resonates with the kids that I talk to, or the adults and organisations I talk to, is the personal story behind that. And you know, the education is the first step to awareness, and awareness is the first step to change. And that cultural change is something we really need. So programs at Beyond Blue run, and days like today, just so big for a cultural awareness point of view, and so big for getting to that end game that we want. We're not there yet, but I mean, we're sort of a lot closer to now than we ever have been.
Well, there was a couple of things mentioned in that report that will help really change the culture of this, and one is education in schools, and the other is players that are willing to come out themselves.
Absolutely.
And have a team that is willing to support them in that process. So it's great that players like yourselves have been brave enough to do that, because it leads an example for other players to come out as well.
It is. So it's not an easy thing to do, but having said that, my club have been fantastic. Right. I was lucky enough to have my president of my footy club, Mark Scurry, here today, and also the president of my footy association, Michael Hazel from the VAFA. And those guys, while they didn't have to take the time out of their day to come today, they came just as a show of support, because you know, they are very supportive. And I think Matt Fitness made a good point that when the support comes from the top down, you do get some great buy-in. And when you have that culture of support from the top, it resonates through to the lower people on the chain. So it's really, really good, really important. And from my point of view, my club have been fantastic.
Yeah, great. And look, I know the AFL have been developing education programs for their players and coaches and teams. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if an AFL player does actually take that leap themselves. And hopefully we can all support them in that process.
I agree. So I wrote a piece in the Herald Sun last year where I think the title was, I think the AFL is ready for a gay player, because community, the AFL is a, I guess, an amalgamation of community standards, same with the supporters in the crowd, and they're starting to self-police. So they're starting to pick out people in the crowd who are being racist or homophobic or things like that. Oh, they're ready to kick a goal? No. And, you know, having
it's tense here. The game is very
tense.
Close.
It's insane. And having the crowd self-police, it really shows me the community standards have lifted to a point where a gay player would not so much be derided but be supported. Mm. And in the piece I said, look, not about trying to convince someone to come out. It's about saying that if you did want to come out and you were comfortable, you'll have more supporters than detractors.
Yeah, great. Look, thanks so much for talking to us today, Sean, and thanks for being brave enough to come out publicly the way
Thank
that you,
very
you do.
Much.
I'll hand that back over to Emily. The game is looking very tense over there.
It is looking very tense. It's a very emotional crowd at the moment, and a gorgeous ground. In fact, we've got two hot air balloons just floating across the ground as we are deep into time on in this 2015 Pride Cup between Yarra Glen and Warburton. One straight kick in it. And Dougal, you're there with the father of...
Yeah, Emily, I'm with a very, very emotional, very tense father. Wade, your son's out there playing for Yarra Glen?
Yes, he is. Yeah, yes, he is. It's killing me. There's yes! Mark in a goal square, yes!
There we go. They've just got a mark in the goal square. They're about to go two goals up.
No, we hope.
Now, how long has your son been playing?
For Yarra Glen, for 4 years, mate. 4 years.
Fantastic. You've been a member of the club for a while now as well?
Well, I live in Yarra Glen for about 15 years. It's been great. Love it.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed they'll go a couple of goals up, and not long to go, so you should get the win.
We hope so, yes. Bang, yes.
There we go. All right, Emily, there's an emotional father. His son's out there. He's enjoying himself. Back to you.
Thank you. Yarra Glen now 12 points up, of course. The team featuring Jason Ball currently playing at centre-half forward, making a big impact on the game since halftime. You are listening to Joy 94.9. We're coming to the end of the match, but still plenty of great interviews coming up. Joy 94.9. Wow. The final siren has just blown in the senior football match of the 2015 Pride Cup. So breaking in with the news that
Scenes
Yarra
of jubilation.
Glen has triumphed. The home team featuring Jason Ball, 13-14-92, victorious over Warburton, 11-14-80. David Ball, you must be
very excited,
happy.
Excited, yeah.
You leapt off your seat, David.
Yes.
How excited are you?
No, it's a brilliant win. The guys really toughed it out. We had a lot of young kids, you know, three under-18s out there and a lot of local boys, and it was just a fantastic, gutsy effort.
Great. We'll be back with more and presentations shortly.
The 2015 Pride Cup, live on Joy 94.9. Proudly brought to you by the Australian Football League, providing a sport that's safe, welcoming and inclusive for all. More info at pridecup.org.au.
Also supported by Joy's Pride Cup travel partner, Mercedes-Benz Bus. The benchmark in bus. Search Mercedes-Benz Bus.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Matt Spanger from the Hawthorn Footy Club. AFL players are once again throwing their support behind the Eye to Hot campaign for 2015. Homophobia has no place in society, and it definitely has no place in our game.
You're listening to Joy 94.9's live coverage of the 2015 Pride Cup. The senior football match just concluding. It's Joy's sort of signature event for this 2015 International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia in Sport. It's been a very, very exciting day out here. The senior football game full of excitement. Yarra Glen trailing by 19 points at half time. A big effort to come back and win by two goals. And Jason Ball playing at centre half forward was a big part of that effort. Netball earlier.
Yes, Yarra Glen unfortunately lost their game. Warburton came back strong in that final term to beat them by one goal. So it was a close game for the girls over in the netball courts just behind the football ground here at Yarra Glen.
Joined by Brian and also Dougal joining us in the commentary. Thank you very much to David Ball, who provided us with expert commentary. Knowledge of the players and the local league, it was wonderful to have you with us on this broadcast over the last 2 or 3 hours. The presentations are coming up shortly. It's been an absolutely beautiful day out here. The shadows now fully across the ground, the sun setting, the mountain ranges turning a little purple in the background, but still beautiful clear skies. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is the 2015 Pride Cup. We'll be back with more, including presentations, but it's news time.
Surely I won't get these names wrong. I'd like to welcome up our coaches, Sam Hills and Dean DeMark, and our captain, Daniel Hurls, to pick up the Pride Cup.
Good job. Well done, Sam.
Captains from the Yarra Glen team taking hold of the Pride Cup, posing for photographs. A very, very happy crowd here at the Yarra Glen Reserve. Warburton coming from behind, 19 points down at half time, ending up winning by two straight kicks.
Interesting to note, Emily, that the MC out there, he actually got the name of the medal incorrect. He called it the Anzac Day medal before correcting himself to call it the Pride Cup medal.
Yeah, thanks for that. No worries. Now it's easy because the formalities are taken. So now we can speak openly and freely. What about a great day we've had here? As I said to Jill Stark from The Age earlier in the day, it was probably three-quarter time, and I said to her, it doesn't matter what that scoreboard says at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the Yarra Glen Football Club was always going to shine and be a winner in its own right. We've taken this message out far beyond the football club today. For all the clubs that turned up there, thank you very much. I hope you take that message back to your club to help provide a place, a safe place, for everyone to play sport. Finally, before I finish off, we've also got auctioning off all these jumpers here. So it might be a bit smelly, but they're up for grabs from 5:30 onwards in the club rooms. There's also food going on in there too. So just finally, on behalf of the Yarra Glen Football Netball Club, thank you everybody for turning up here. Thanks Steve Burrows from the NAB Bank, Jeff Kennett from Beyond Blue, Dean Bex, who MC today. Thanks very much for turning up. And to Walter Milgrove, thank you so much for being a part of what was a great day for not just our club, but the whole football community. Thanks for that.
The award ceremony for the 2015 Pride Cup Senior Football and Netball competitions held here at Yarra Glen. It's been a gorgeous day. It's been wonderful all day. The sun is shining earlier. Sun's setting now. The mountain ranges that we can see just beyond the oval, a beautiful hue of purple. The sky turning sort of a bluish-orange colour. A lot of very happy people here. The home team has won. But I think as was mentioned in the presentation ceremony, the score's not really the most important thing about today. It's been a day where we've celebrated inclusion and diversity in sport, be it AFL, netball, or any sport that you play. As a trans woman who plays sport, it's meant a lot to me that sporting codes are coming out, that we had a huge range of guests today who are getting behind this message that sport is for everyone. So if you do nothing else, get down to your local sporting club or support people wherever they are under the rainbow who play sport in Australia. Dougal, your memories of the day?
You're 100% correct there, Emily. And if you ask one of the Yarra Glen boys about the day, I think they'll probably say that it was about the 4 points to cement their spot in the top eight on the ladder. And we'll probably hear the song of players singing the song behind us very shortly. And it'll be full of gusto. But, no, a fantastic day, as you said, and a lot of guests. And, yeah, let's just hope that we can have a player in the AFL come out, Brian, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. You know what I am enjoying? Looking out across the ground, and the best part of the footy is watching the kids run onto the ground and having a kick.
Kick to kick.
It's great.
They used to do it at the MCG after an AFL game, and then they stopped doing it to protect the turf.
Yeah.
And if they bring it all back, it'd be fantastic.
Now, Fiona Newton, our co-presenter from the broadcast today, is braving the Yarra Glen locker room right now.
She's in there
chasing after Jason Ball, who carried the Pride trophy.
Should
in there.
Song? Should we get the song?
I think we are going to get the song. Here we go.
Some very, very, very happy footballers.
Almost like the rugby haka.
Probably good to pull out of that one when we did. That could easily get a bit more raucous in the change room. Hopefully Fiona will get hold of Jason Ball or another player from the victorious Yarra Glen team.
Lachlan Telford, who got the Pride Cup medal.
He got carried in.
He's carried in.
With his ankles strapped up on ice.
They had to walk up to him to give him the medal.
To give him the medal, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's been an absolute pleasure to bring the 2015 Pride Cup. Oh, and we have Jason Ball with Fiona right now.
Yes, I'm standing right here with Jason Ball, who has just won the match with his team with the Yarra Glen. So congratulations, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
Jason, you've obviously been very brave. You've been one of the first AFL players to come out and openly be gay. And tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
Well, you know, when I was young and figured out that I was gay at the time, I thought that that was the worst possible thing that I could be. And especially around the footy club, I definitely thought that I wouldn't be accepted. You know, the kind of language that they used, using the word gay to mean bad or weak, or using homophobic slurs like faggot and poofter, that was constant. And that, to me, felt like a reminder every day that if any of my teammates found out that I was gay, that I wouldn't be accepted. And so I went to great lengths to hide my sexuality, and that was really tough. But at the end of the day, all of the fears I had about how my teammates would react to me weren't realised, and it turns out that, you know, that language came from a place of ignorance as opposed to a place of hatred. And, you know, I guess I really wanted to be able to share that positive story, because when I was young, struggling to come to terms with who I was in that footy environment, if I had have known of such things as a gay footballer, if I'd have known that he could be supported by his teammates and it wouldn't be a big deal, that would have made a world of difference to me. And so I'm just so proud today to have pulled on, you know, the rainbow black and red for Yarra Glen, to run out onto this field with a 50 metre line painted in the rainbow. You know, this is the club that I grew up in as a kid, petrified of people finding out that I was gay, and to have not just, you know, the boys at Yarra Glen but the whole community here in the Yarra Valley come around and support the day has been just probably the best day of my life.
Oh, fantastic. And look, it's amazing. The first Pride match was last year, and you think about what's even happened in the last 12 months in the football world. I think you've actually had such a big influence on that. You know, the AFL has then sanctioned a Pride match in the NAB Cup.
Yeah.
How do you think these kind of events have influenced a change in attitudes with players and coaches and even spectators?
I think the most important thing about this event has been the education that we've tried to wrap around it. You know, it's one thing to whack a 50 metre line with a rainbow on it. That's not going to solve the problem. It's an important symbolic gesture, but what we really needed to do and what we ensured that we did as part of this Pride Cup was educate the community. So the players from both sides were briefed before the match by the Victorian Equal Opportunities and Human Rights Commission, so they were empowered themselves to stand up against homophobia, know what it was they were playing for today, have some understanding of the LGBTI community and the challenges that they face in sport. Apart from that, we've also brought together all of the presidents from all of the clubs in the Yarra Valley Mountain District today to be part of the pre-match function to try and inspire them to lead that culture change within their own club. So we really hope that's going to have a trickle-down effect and influence the clubs all across this league. And I really think it is a good model that the AFL could take to scale. I think as long as the AFL invest in engaging with the LGBTI community as part of initiatives like this at a national level, as long as they ensure that education is there for the players, for the officials and for the crowd, I think we're really going to affect change.
And I know that education, talking to a couple of people from the AFL today, has started to happen. There was a report that came out recently out in the fields. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I'm sure you are. And one of the three things they said that would help overcome the issues of homophobia in team sports was education in schools and players themselves coming out and the team support for that. So I really want to thank you for your bravery in doing what you do, because I know that that's hopefully is going to set examples for other players to come out as well.
Thanks. It's been a real pleasure. It's been very rewarding to hear from young people who have seen the Pride Cup or seen the story on the news and felt encouraged by that to come out to their family or to come out to their sporting team even. So, you know, we do have a long way to go, as you saw in the results from out on the fields, but I think we're doing the right steps now to try and change that.
All fantastic, and hopefully the AFL will have their own Pride match in the AFL season at the MCG television. So, and I believe you and your family have just had such a good influence on that. We've been hearing a commentary from your father all day, so he's obviously got right behind you, and he's very excited about your win today. So maybe you should go and pour some beer over your head or whatever it is that you do now.
I'll go and have some frothies. Thanks, guys. Thanks to the guys at Joy FM. You've done an absolutely brilliant job today. I'm so proud to have you here.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you to Jason Ball, playing centre half forward for the Yarra Glen team, and making a pretty big impression on the game in the second half, and making a pretty big impression on sport in Australia. And it was an amazing thing, you know, to have him come out. I think, you know, whether it's AFL or swimming, tennis, you know, there have been people who've been willing to take that first step. It does take incredible bravery.
Well, it's now three players. It was Jason Ball, then it was Ryan Anderson-Morley from Yarraville, Seddon Eagles, and now Sean Towner from Penleigh and Essendon Grammar School. So there's three. When's the fourth? We're waiting for it.
Hopefully we'll see that shortly, and many, many more, and we'll see an AFL Pride round maybe in 2016, maybe soon. And hopefully we'll get to the point where, I guess, you don't have to come out. The closet doesn't exist anymore, that people don't feel like they have to hide their sexuality or hide their gender identity from their teammates and from society.
It'll be one person, Brian, and then as soon as one player comes out, it'll be a string of others.
Yeah, there will be a river of them.
It'll be who's next?
Who knows? You couldn't wipe the smile off Jason Ball's face. He was grinning from cheek to cheek.
I'll tell you what, he was a happy man, wasn't he?
He was very, very happy. You can just hear it in the rooms behind us.
The coach, Dean DeMunk, moved him from centre-half back to centre-half forward at half-time, and I reckon that was the move that inspired the Yarra Glen come-from-behind win.
It did. It changed the match. Then Jason did slot through that goal deep into that final term as well, and it just turned it on. They turned it on and they brought it home.
The senior football match was very exciting. As I said, Yarra Glen 19 points behind at half time. A come from behind win. The netball team, not quite so lucky. They lost by one goal.
They fell short by one goal, but a great effort from the girls who are playing their first time in the First Division A grade. So, yeah, great effort from Yarra Glen.
I'm disappointed, Brian, that you didn't get on the netball court.
I tried.
There's a tutu in my bag.
I packed my bloomers. I did bring my change of clothes, Dukes.
Wow, it's coming to the end of our broadcast. Any last thoughts, Diggle?
No, it's just a great day all around. And Yarra Glen, their first home game for the season. They got the win on the new ground. It looks fantastic. And fingers crossed for more matches like this in future years.
Brian?
I think it's great. This is just great for the sport in general. You know, local football, and hopefully at an AFL level, we'll get to see more of this, and, you know, just a large support from the community and also from, you know, the larger organisations who can help put this together on an annual basis.
Well, as we bring our special coverage of the 2015 Pride Cup to a close, looking out onto the ground, I mean, what I can see is about seven or eight kids running around, kicking
the football.
And for me, that was one of the highlights of today, seeing the family, seeing the kids at halftime, a new generation for whom hopefully sport will be an inclusive and diverse experience.
Yeah, if they're going to be out there for much longer, you might want to take the torch out there. It's getting dark.
It is getting very dark, but how gorgeous is the backdrop of those mountains?
Did you see the hot air balloons?
I did.
Got a great view of the ground from up
hot
there.
Air balloon. Yeah.
Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon on Joy 94.9. We have been at the Yarra Glen Reserve broadcasting the 2015 Pride Cup. Joy's coverage of the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia in Sport. Thank you so much to all of our special guests who joined us through the afternoon. Thanks especially to David Ball, who joined us for commentary of the senior football match. From Joy, James Findlay, Fiona Newton, Sam Kutsiara, Brian Peel, John Wintle, Josh Pearson, Callum Padgett, Michael Strauss, David Moyle, our social media team, our photographer Betty and Dean Beck, all helped to make today possible. My name is Emily Dwyer. You've been listening to Joy 94.9 coming live from Yarra Glen. It's been wonderful. Have a great year in sport.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Nathan Buckley, coach of the Collingwood Football Club. You're listening to Joy live coverage of the Yarra Glen Pride Cup.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.